Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts podcast. Welcome back, everyone.
Crickets. My apology. I was trying to take a drink.
I know. God damn.
It's like welcome for me, so it's cool.
Yes, sir. We're going to get to you in a second, though. We're going to introduce you. We are missing a couple people.
These niggas took an extended vacation.
I'm going to tell you my theory with where they at later on, because it's actually going to be one of our drunk topics. But we'll see what happens. But like I said, we back for another week in the drunk den. You know, how's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Good, yeah. Chilling.
We got a special guest in the room.
Very special guest.
Sorry, the captain, the man.
The captain of the ship.
Yes, sir. And we'll introduce him in a second, too. But you know how we start the show. We start the show by introducing everybody in the room. I am your humble host, Brother Man from the Fifth Floor.
A.K.A.
Drop Top Man.
A.K.A.
Mr. Summer Break.
A.K.A.
I'm ready. Was that good?
Yeah, that was good. I got you curved.
Give me like a C.
That was passion.
Right on top though. Yeah. That was
like, you getting better.
Yeah, it was passion.
I'm trying. And guess what we got next though? Because you know everybody's gone, so we got grown man's AKA
the overweight lover,
AKA
Big Daddy,
AKA
still drinking.
Oh shit.
Oh, yeah, I got one more too. AKA birthday boy.
We definitely had a good birthday. We'll take a shot for that in a second. Take a shot for that. Next up, we got our special guest.
Captain of the ship.
The captain of the ship. We're going to call you the captain. What you want us to call you?
Nah, that's cool. We're going to start with the captain.
We call you with the captain. So we got the captain, a.k.a.
I Rock Boats.
A.k.a.
The original ball and chain.
Oh, a.k.a.
I'm finally in the den.
Hey! And when you talk about them boats, he ain't talking about on the water. Right. He's not talking about no water, bro. He got them, what are your size, 15s?
14.
Damn. God damn.
Nigga, Timberland boots used to be the whole side of a nigga's face.
Yo. Nigga, don't let the power kick you in one of them.
Right, yo, you going straight to hell.
Damn, yo. Yo, how many broken toes did you get niggas on the court? That's what I want to know.
Man, like, right, like, I don't know. Like, I be Quan.
When you jump, everybody's had to move out the way. Yo, don't come down, bro.
you following them niggas, yo. You breaking all toes.
But yeah, welcome, man. We've been waiting for you for a minute. You know, all the way from, Richmond?
Yeah, man.
He here. And, you know, the reason why you came up is because somebody had a birthday, right?
That's right, the overweight lover.
How that feel, man?
Husky Kevin Samuels.
Yo, is seriously in the mid-30s now.
Yo, chilling me. Stop
like,
it.
Mid-30.
No comment.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yo, chilling me.
How does that feel?
I'm good.
I mean, your ankle hurting right now.
Nah, that was an unrelated situation. It was a football game. Shit got real.
I mean, you could call it what you want to call it, bro. I'm calling it mid-30s.
You know, it was a little situation at the game. But it's all good, though. Back in the game, 34 years, so keep it moving.
So you want to talk about the birthday festivities?
Oh, yeah, we had a nice little celebration. I think it was pretty nice. A lot of fucking hard work went into it.
Yo, when I walked into this party, I was like, yo, this is so not Eric. This man had a gift table. He had ease on tables balloon, and shit. Balloon towers.
Balloon arch and shit.
was that your idea?
No, that part was not me.
Give us the breakdown of how we planned this party. It was definitely a good party. Yeah. Like, I had a good time.
So I am more the, so I'm the muscle, right? And I'm the orderer. So I ordered like all the tents and shit. Like I put the shit together. That's me. That's my lane. Decorating all that ain't me. That's my sister and them. That ain't my
So
lane.
did you appreciate the decoration?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they did a lot of hard work.
But did you like the decoration?
Yeah, everything was good. Everything was real good. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
We had a good time.
Food was good.
Yeah, a lot of Casamigos flowing around.
Yeah, definitely. And it definitely escalated really quickly.
Yeah, yeah. It started out, you know, it was like everybody was coming in, so we chilling, you know, we reminiscing about college shit we did back in the day. You know, we had the playlist to match kind of the era. You know,
No. That might have been the roughest part about the whole, because at the beginning, it was all cool. Yeah, we hitting it. And then next thing you know, it was like, yo, what the fuck are we playing right now?
It was 2005.
Arma,
Lane Center Party Music.
Yeah, it was all like, you know, back in the day, college shit, you know. And then, so then they got mad at my music selection, so I had to make some changes. But, you know,
he wasn't taking requests. You see how you were? Every time we say, yo, we want to play this?
Nah. Mm-mm.
No. I was like, what the hell was that?
But I wasn't taking requests from a specific person.
But individual. Look, yeah. The thing is, I was giving you the request because the person that told me to give you the request said that they were going to start twerking if we gave them, put them songs on. So, you know, I was trying to look out for the party.
That was a bad twerk, though.
Right, and I oblige. I did put the record on. Nothing happened, so I was just kind of like,
she went in full TikTok mode.
Right, right. Like we making TikTok videos off the bitch. We 30 plus. What the fuck is you doing?
Too funny. But yeah, you know, everybody came through. We had some surprise guests come through too. Yeah. That was pretty cool. But yeah, overall, how you felt? It was good.
Yeah, everything was all good. All good.
Okay. What would have made it better?
Probably, but if I went with my original strippers, bringing in strippers.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I did have that idea was floated out, but I didn't want to, you know, mess up my sister in them house like that. You know, I didn't want to violate.
You didn't
want
to put no stripper juice in.
Yeah,
they not rest. It's a house. Home.
It's a home. Yeah, it's new carpet.
Oils in the new carpet.
Right. Yeah. You know, the carpet's still fresh and
fucking
shit.
Glitter,
you know,
just everywhere.
Right. You be finding glitter 6 months from now. Like, God damn it.
Speaking of strip club, I went to strip club this weekend. It was definitely, you know. This is the first post-pandemic. Well, is it post-pandemic yet?
Or no, we still in pandemic. Technically, we are still in the pandemic.
Is it still a pandemic, though?
Yes. By legal definition, yes. We are still technically in the pandemic.
So what do I call it? I mean, this is the first time I went since the pandemic.
So
right?
It's COVID coochie.
COVID.
Did they have masks on?
They did have
masks on. Yeah, how did that work? I'm curious. Yeah, we got to talk about this. But, how did that work?
But that's the thing, too. I think, and that will make me realize what my focus is on in the strip club. Because it's definitely not on the face. Yeah, it's definitely not the face because or maybe I'm just so used to masks that you just don't even, like, acknowledge it.
Yeah.
But they did have masks on. My biggest thing that I was at the strip club for, because I wasn't spending a lot of money because it wasn't pay week, right? I used to go in the strip club, pay people light bills, but I ain't doing that no more, right? My biggest focus was trying to figure out which stripper was going to get no money. That's all I was waiting for. And it came close. Every time a stripper wasn't getting no tips, the other strippers would come and throw them a couple of dollars, you know, like that. But the lowest I seen one stripper get was $6.
Sheesh.
$6. She had to be trashed.
And it was three songs, bro.
She danced for three songs and got
$6.
She was skinny.
Oh, she must have been. She had no ass.
Yo, see, she was thick, not in a good way.
Oh, she was fat.
And she's
a big
joint. She had thickness in the wrong spots.
She had thickness in her ankles.
Yeah.
Her ankles was thick.
No, it was a chubby stomach. Ooh. You know.
No.
Chubby like thighs, but not ass. You know what I mean? Ooh, that ratio wasn't good.
Her
body just shook.
Right,
yeah. And she wasn't built like she wasn't our complexion either. She came up with like rock music.
Wait a minute. This is legs type jack.
If our listeners don't know, legs is the hole in the wall strip club,
like bottom
in
of
West
the barrel.
Virginia.
Yes.
That we spent many nights there. And that was the only strip club I went there with $4 and left with $3.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was big for money.
Midnight used to be legendary, though, there.
But that was the funniest thing, right? Because at that strip club, they would dance and all that stuff. And then they would go around everybody on stage and be like, tip. Nah. He'd be like, nah.
Nah, I'm good. Like, I didn't like what I saw. I'm good. Then we finally showed up at Legs one time, and they had a black girl there. Like, niggas, we just lost our mind. Like,
yo, I threw all my money that night. Like, I threw all my $16 that I had. I couldn't even go to Cat Tracks the next day.
Right. Like, yo, it was a legit, like, we got to show up for this because it was a black girl working there.
Yo, see how black people support?
Right, we actually support each other.
It was in February, too.
Right. And remember when we found out the girl we went to school with worked there, too?
No comment.
We supported that, too. I ain't going to say her name, but we supported it, too.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. But that was awkward, too, though. Especially when you see you on campus the next morning.
Like, yeah, it was kind of like, like, I seen your titties.
I know you work.
Like, right, I know you work at.
Like, I wonder if you still got that same thong. Right. Right.
Like, you still got glitter on from last night.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Right. Let's start this show. Let's get this show right before we get into some stuff. I want to talk about some new things that I got this week. I'm calling myself, aka Mr. Big Stuff. That's what I'm going to call myself. But let's take this shot for a good show.
Yep. Shot.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
All right. So, I mean, other than that, before I start being rude, everybody a good week? Or 2 weeks?
Yeah, life is good. I can't complain. Can't complain.
No complaints here.
That's what's up. This week, I made a change. Made a change.
Dottie's gonna be out this summer.
I got the budget G Wagon. But yeah, I traded my car and got a Jeep, man. Yeah. And I'm loving that joint, man. It's definitely something that
can't tell him nothing. He didn't put the top down like 6 times already.
Yo, that's my favorite thing, man. You just look up, you just see sky. All I'm waiting for, I go over speed bumps like I'm an off road. That's like if I see a speed bump, I think, oh, a challenge. I go boom, boom, boom. I love it, man. It's great. It's great. Yeah, man. I'm waiting for the summer, man. It's gonna be, we gonna be out there.
Yeah, he literally put in a group chat, yo. I gotta be outside today. It's too nice. I'm putting the top down. I'm like. Really, yo, just to ride around, your gas price is going up, yo.
Gas
like,
price are bitching that Jeep, though. I ain't even going to lie to you, bro.
I believe it. I'm scared for you.
Oh, man. That shit hurt my feelings when that joint went and stopped. I was like, come on, stop.
Yo, that's the type of car you got to keep at half. You can't let that shit go below half.
Hell no.
Because you fuck around and be paying $100 a tank. You be like, whoa, wait, man, hold up. How the fuck we get here?
Shit bad, though,
yeah, so bro. you got to keep that shit at half. Every time you see it get to half, yo, just fill it up.
I don't know if I can talk about this, but... I'm going to go ahead and talk about it because I'm going to put this secret out there. The Jeep community is actually a Jeep Wrangler community. Did you guys know that?
I did not.
You knew that?
I heard about that.
Yeah, so.
I did not know that.
I realized this too. So, you know, as a family, as a Jeep member now, Jeep Wrangler family, I'm part of this community. So, mm-hmm. It's certain things, certain norms that we got to accept with with our Wrangler family, right? Mm-hmm. So, one thing is that every time we pass a Wrangler, mm-hmm. We got to do the Wrangler wave. It's 3 different ones.
He about to show us.
I'm dead serious. So, like, you might see, like, if you see Wrangler, well, you won't see because y'all ain't Wranglers, right? Because if y'all part of our community, then y'all would know. Right. But yeah, so when you drive past each other, you know, mm-hmm. you can even do the 5 way, right? But mm-hmm. You never take your hand off the wheel. If you take your hand off the wheel, that's how they know that you're a rookie. You mm-hmm. ain't real. So you just do the 5, right? Or you got the deuces, or mm-hmm. if you just, you know, you get the 1. But mm-hmm. you got to wave. If you don't do it, disrespectful.
Are you kicked out?
I don't know. I mean, I felt like I got disrespected one time. I wanted to run them off the road. But, you know, it is.
I never knew
is.
That.
Yeah, man.
Do you register, like, yeah, like, picture, profile, all that shit?
Nah, not yet. But I know it's going to be something, you know, like, the world ends, like, all the Wrangler fans join up with all the off-road vehicles. They're going to take over. I'm trying to tell you, man. But, yeah, it was good stuff, man. Good stuff. And anything else before we get into our drunk topics?
Shit, nah, I'm good.
All right, man. I mean, energy, man. Shit, fucking...
It's a laid right. back one.
All right, so our first drunk topic. Have you guys heard about this whole Joe Budden situation?
Anything? Yeah, he a wild motherfucker.
He a clown.
He a clown, right? So Joe Budden on live on show fired pretty much his co-host, Rory and Maul. Right?
Those are his peoples too, right?
They was his peoples. Like... They started from the bottom together.
Mm-hmm.
And and yeah, so they he fired them on
camera.
Yeah, on camera, on the show, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, one of them was actually there. And he kind of punked them, like, if you don't like it, you can go too. It was kind of like one of those moments. But it was bad. And the whole situation was that Rory and Maul, they was in their feelings because, you know, the money. It was basically money, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Joe was like, look, I bring the money in. If you brought some money in, that's y'all money. But if I'm bringing it in, that's me. And, you know, whatever. All that stuff happened. But I think it's still just kind of crazy that, you know, what happened, how he handled the situation. Speaking of, we got 2 people missing right now, and there need 2 more hosts. So,
right.
right. More about Nathan, Average Jimmy. I think I... caught the hint.
right, clearly, yo. They like, fuck us. They going over Joe Budden. They trying to start some new shit. Fuck you, niggas.
Y'all ain't going
to
get no money over there either.
Right. Because he taking all the checks. Fuck niggas.
But, like, how would y'all feel about that, though? Like, what if I was, like, you know, fired y'all right on
camera? You going to fire
y'all out of drunk then?
like, yo, you got to get out.
And post it. Like,
right. Get out. Yo, that's so disrespectful. Like, I mean, yo, Joe Budden, I mean, he always been a wild ass nigga. Like, and then, like, shit that he doing now, like, it just, he's always done it, you know what I mean? So, like, everybody be calling him out and saying he doing this crazy shit, but nobody's stopped him. But they were saying, like, I watched an interview with Mal and Rory, and they was like, you know, basically, we get a percentage. right. off of, you know, the contract we signed, we get a percentage off of the show. So if it's doing better, we get a higher percentage. If it's at a certain point, we get another percentage, you know, and they work out the numbers. So, you know, I think eventually it kind of comes out like, you know, Joe Budden podcast, like flip-flops between 1, 2, and 3, like, all the time. So they're trying to figure out, okay, well, based off of this point of time, this is what we should have earned.
Right.
And Joe Budden, like, nah, that's not what it is. So they're like, okay, well, let's pull out the analytics thing.
Right.
And he like, nah. So they're like, wait, hold up. What are you hiding then? Right. Are you taking a bigger share than you supposed to then? And that's what kind of, like, kicked off the beef. Which would be, I mean, honestly, like, that's a legitimate beef. Like, yo, if I'm entitled to this and you only gave me this, then, nigga, we going to have a problem.
Especially if they part of the success.
Right. Right.
It ain't like they just own that shit just and they just added on. No, they mm-hmm. they started there. They built that whole show up.
Right.
And it's one of the better shows, one of the better podcasts out here right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to be like top 10 podcasts.
Yeah, it ain't better than ours, but yeah, it's a good podcast. You know.
Yeah, but like, you know, analytically.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, they do numbers. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, they do absolutely. Like, I mean, they like in the top 1% of podcasts. Yeah,
they talk about our podcast being long. Like, that should be like You're 3 hours
right,
long.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, that should be like 3 hours long. Like, people be like, oh, yo, y'all podcast too long. But I'm like, have you seen, like, Drink Champs, nigga? Right, have right. you seen, like, some of these other joints? Like, yo, them shits be like 3 hours long.
He no longer got the show, right? Like, the... Once he fired him off, like, the show done?
No, he's still going.
He's still doing it by himself.
He's just doing it by himself.
He's still on his little rant.
He
and
said
stuff.
He wanted 100%.
Yeah. and that's the crazy part. To me, I'm like, yo, their first mistake was naming it the Joe Budden Podcast.
Yeah.
I think that was their first mistake.
Right.
I mean, yes, he had the bigger name.
The name recognition.
Yeah, but at the same time, we could have called it something else.
Like Joe Budden and the Friends.
Joe Budden and Friends.
Oh, I mean, but I get why, because he had the name recognition, but still, that was their first mistake. Like,
well, if they got their paperwork straight, I mean, they can get their money if the contract was legit.
But it's just like,
but that's the thing too. I think people, you know, they sign contracts so fast, especially like Maul and Rory. They probably don't really, like, when they started it, they probably didn't even have the knowledge mm-hmm. or, you know, the mm-hmm. wisdom to really like take, you know. Really read yeah. and, you know, really negotiate that contract.
You got to have your lawyer. A lawyer, a good lawyer, and a lawyer to back up that lawyer.
It's hard to do that, you know, when you got like $100,000, you know, in your face. Like,
you need
that
shit.
Yeah.
Depending on what your finances was before.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I do get that.
If a nigga give me $100,000, I'm signing that shit, right?
I gotta read it first. I would read it first.
I probably won't get no lawyer, but I'll read it, though.
Yeah. Like, unless it's just some shit that I don't understand. Yeah, right.
But the thing is, like, when you read something that you don't really, like, you know, like, I don't know if this is good, they'll just explain it to you, like, no, it's just this. You're like, all right.
But when a nigga tell you that, that's when you need to pay attention. Oh, that ain't nothing. That's just, you know, something we got to put in there because the people say we got to do it. Nah. Mm-mm. Fuck that. Even if I'm reading something now, I'll stop reading it and put the words in Google.
Yeah.
And, like, figure it out what this means. So then I can use context clues and put the rest together. But, nah, yeah. That podcast, I don't know how much long it's going to last, though.
Nah, I don't think it's going to last too long. Either. Unless he gets another, like, pretty, like, legit person on there. But
then who would want to fuck with him?
Nobody.
I wouldn't.
Like, well, somebody that won that $100,000.
Yeah. I wouldn't personally because, I mean, just hearing the history, and this ain't the first time either. So, I think this is like the second or third time some wild shit that came out about your own business.
So Rory and Maul, they're supposed to be creating their own podcast, but I don't think it's going to be the same.
Once the Joe Budden shit died down, it ain't going.
It's them three. I don't think no one's going to really care if, you know, it's just them two.
Yeah, nah, I probably won't listen. Yeah. I mean.
Speaking of rants, yo, did y'all, yo, this whole Kwame Brown situation... It's escalating to the point where he's putting people out there. He's telling secrets. Yo, it's getting dangerous. So y'all heard about what's going on with that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all started with the Up and Smoke podcast. We talk about podcasts a lot today. Mm-hmm. Up and Smoke podcast with Gilbert Arenas. You know, they were talking about, you know, his time in Washington and things like that. And, you know, they did a little cheap shots at him. And, you know, Kwame Brown for years been the butt of jokes mm-hmm. of how trash he has been. Mm-hmm. And Kwame Brown spoke back out. And now he's got different platforms and views and all the types of stuff like that. But it's been kind of ridiculous, though. But my question to you guys is that, does Kwame Brown deserve the slander? And then two, did he handle his rants or coming back at people the right way?
I think he deserved the slander because he was like supposed to come out and be like
number one
great.
Pick.
Yeah, he was number one pick. Pick.
Great, and he was trash.
Yeah, and he was supposed to play. He's supposed to be the nigga that was supposed to like help dominate against Shaq and shit. Yeah,
like that was the picture they painted for him, and right. It was horrible picture. The slander, the crackbacks. I think it was good until he started like dropping like secrets. Like you can talk trash to anybody. You don't throw like men's secrets. You keep.
Yeah, certainly. Like but niggas don't know how to play the dozens though no more.
I've never even heard this man talk before, and then I'm like, who is this guy?
Where the battery come from?
Yeah, certain shit you ain't supposed to say, yo. Like that's like if a nigga tell you something in confidence, and then you go out and tell.
But this is the thing though. I don't know if he's really telling secrets. He's been saying a lot of shit that just people not talking about. For instance, Charlamagne thing, right? Mm-hmm. He said that he's a rapist, right? And you know. That something he did catch a charge like that, but
they said that wasn't true.
It kind of got brushed under the rug.
Well, they said it wasn't true. They said it was no evidence found, DNA, nothing that he actually did anything.
Yeah,
did he go to jail for it?
Right. But you know, and stuff like that, and you know, he was talking about what else he said. You're talking about I can't think of his name right now.
The one I saw this morning, he was talking about LeVar Ball.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but no, he was saying how, like he was using as context as how we as black people oftentimes try to destroy ourselves and destroy other black men. And he was like, listen.
Did he have a point?
Yeah, no, he made a valid point. He was like, you know, listen, you know, LeVar Ball, like he was the mouthpiece for the group, but everything that he did, you know, how they tried to shut him down, mm-hmm. everything he did was to the benefit of his kids, like. Literally, he got two niggas in the NBA, one that's in, like, overseas, but they all professional basketball players.
One about to be Rookie of the Year.
Right, one about to be Rookie of the Year, and he said it. He told you what was going to happen, and it manifested, and it came true. And he was talking about how, like, you know, Steph Curry and them. He was like, yo, when I was in the league and they was, like, little kids and shit, they could barely shoot over the damn goal. But now look at how far they didn't come and how, like, how their father, Del Curry, was, like, you know, instrumental in their success. So he basically what he was saying was, like, you know, we tear each other down so much, but we miss out on the bigger picture. We missing our brothers that are doing the right things by our kids and motivating them to be successful. So it was a real good clip that I did see, but yeah, he was roasting them niggas like, yo.
Nobody wanted to smoke, though.
No, because they knew, yo, like, yo.
He's telling the truth.
Right. They knew, right. Gilbert Arenas came out first, was like, yo, I don't even want to smoke with the nigga. Like, he was like, for real, honestly, he was like, yo, I was actually defending him a little bit. He's like, yeah, some of the jokes, yeah, the shit was funny. But he was like, yo, honestly, like, he came into a bad situation. He came to the Wizards, you know, when the Wizards was shit. Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to be the second coming, but he ain't had no help.
But the thing is with Kwame though, it wasn't a physical thing, it was a mental thing with him.
Right.
He had no confidence whatsoever.
Like, JaVale McGee. Mm-hmm. When he was with the Wizards, he was trash.
But I mean, that's the thing too though. Like I know we live in a I think right now our society is pretty soft, right? Because we can't.
Oh, absolutely. Criticism. Oh, absolutely.
You know, we always got to be, you know, politically correct. We always got to, you know, we can't really talk about. But honestly, do that person really deserve that? Does he deserve all of the joke? Like, that's, I mean.
Is he a Hall of Famer? No. But he did play 12 years in the league. So he had to be doing something right in order to stay in the league for 12 years.
Yeah, he was just a mammoth of a man.
Yeah,
he was, he was a body. But, yeah, true. But, I mean, he was in the league 12 years. You can't take that from him.
What did Charles Buckley say? Quadruple nothing. What did he say? Triple nothing. Yo.
Yo, like, he was in the league 12 years. So, I mean, he had to do something right to stay in the league 12 years.
Yeah, he got that number one pick. That's why they had
I think also, like to your point, number one pick, and then it's basketball. So let's say I didn't get picked number one, and then I get drafted and I outperform you. I have a right to feel a way to talk about you.
Well, you can talk about, you can talk like facts,
though. Like trash, like, yeah.
But, it's, you know, it's, I'm talking about just the jokes, like, you know, the jokes of just,
I mean,
constantly going at somebody. You know, when they trying to figure themselves out themselves.
Yeah, it was a bad timing too. Cause I mean, he was like 18.
Right, out of high school.
Straight out of high school. You got all this publicity and bump at one time, and then he came out And then, you know, they said Jordan was fucking with him. They ain't really wanna. They ain't really wanna.
I can't believe how bad that. He probably. Yo. I mean, he was a boy. He was actually a
yeah.
Boy.
Like
Jordan was cooking his ass.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. And they like yo, and then they like you know you in that type of environment. Like I would fuck up too. You got the GOAT. You know, questionable depending on who you talk to, but you got the GOAT on your team and the GOAT talking shit to you, telling you ain't shit. I would feel some type of way too. Now, I mean, that would fuck with me psychologically.
That's
now.
What I'm saying.
Like, if the greatest teacher in the world came in and was like, yo, this is the worst fucking lesson plan ever. Like, I would be sick. Yo, I would be hurt, yo.
Like, Gil was saying that he would come to him like, yo, don't pass me the ball. Right. like, that's gotta be, that's scary shit. Like, that's some scary stuff, man.
And niggas you look up to telling you you ain't shit.
All right, well, let me tell you this, right? So, first time I played JV basketball, right? I was fucking shook. Like, talk about shaking in my boots shook. I was the second string point guard, right? I remember coming out. You know how you come out with the, in the line, you come mm-hmm. around, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually with JV, it's nobody there, right? And it's our first game. I came out. It was so many people there. I said, oh, shit. I said, God damn. I said, all right, okay. I'm cool. Now, you know, you in the layup line, right? Now you're like, don't blow your layup. Don't blow your layup, right? You get the free throw line, right? Don't shoot the air ball, right? So then I just remember being on the bench, right? And I'm like, oh, man, the whole coach, don't put me in, right? Get in the game. And again, mind you, I'm point guard, right? So I got to bring the ball up, right? So when they make the basket, I run up the court. Like, to give it to somebody else. These coach yelling at me. You taking the ball up. I'm like, all right. Right? So I get the ball. I look around. I see, and they, you know, they kind of pressing. I make a full circle. In the backcourt, a full circle. He said, get the ball up the court. I make it across the half court line, pass the ball to the wing, and I trip and fall. You know, got a foul, you know, trip and foul. Coach took me right out. He said, get the fuck out. I said, all right, just trying back. Like, all right.
Thank you.
But yeah, man, I just understand that anxiety, that fear, man. It's, and I can't imagine being on that level. You know what I mean? That level where it's millions of people counting on you to be the next coming of, you know, a big presence like the Shaq or something like that. But I get it, but I feel for Kwame, but I just feel like what he's doing right now is more. He's still the butt of the joke.
I mean, that nigga funny shit, though. Like, he a country-ass nigga.
Yeah, he a country-ass
nigga. Yeah, he a country-ass nigga.
He said, somebody keep talking about me being in front seat of my pickup. I was on my track, though. but yeah, man, it's been kind of crazy. All right, what's next? Oh, Hall of Fame induction, the NBA Hall of Fame induction. It was, y'all got to get to see it? Did you see it?
I couldn't watch it, yeah.
I caught a couple of emotional clips.
Man, like, I just, Kobe should have been there, yeah. Like,
that's it was pretty sad. That's what I didn't really want to watch it either, just because I was like, I didn't know what to expect, you know what I mean? I didn't know how emotional it would have been and all the different things. But, you know, his wife, Vanessa Bryant, said a good speech. You know, it was pretty good. It gave me some insight that I didn't even know. And some other things that I could even appreciate Kobe even more. It's when she kind of put out there about like how he played hurt and you know, and he was like, why are you playing hurt? And he was like, because I was just thinking about that person, like that person that he was, you know, when he said he used to sit in the nosebleeds to watch Jordan. But like that could be you know, he's saving up all this money to see, you know, Kobe one time play. You know, he deserved that to happen, so I'm always going to try to give him it all. And I'm like, damn, yo, that's some real stuff, man. Like that's what I was like, damn, yo, Kobe was the man, yo.
A different breed. And just think now, like, how, what, it's load management now, like,
right? That's what I'm saying, too. It's like,
I'm gonna rest this game. This team 12-38. I ain't playing, like,
right?
I just remember going to a preseason Wizards game with I think it was LeBron's first season when he was playing with the Lakers, and I was so excited. I'm like, I'm gonna finally get to see LeBron play, and they didn't even play that game,
yeah.
They even play.
Yeah, that's the worst, though. Like, that type of stuff like that, because you know, you build it up. It's like, yo, like, you really wanted to go to this shit. Like, you're going to see this person that you probably never get to see before. You know, especially if your team is on the West Coast and you over East Coast.
Right.
You know what I mean? You paid all this money. Then, like, oh, yeah, by the way, so-and-so is out of the lineup. And you're like, what, yo? Like,
I know they could have told me that before, right? Like, before I bought these tickets
or refund the tickets, because at the end of the day, they still get the same check,
right? They don't change them, right? And like, you know, that type of thing. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I did watch a little bit of the Hall of Fame. I feel bad also for the people who like kind of was on the Hall of Fame too, and but because you know it kind of. The story kind of shifted to mostly about Kobe.
Yeah.
And it was like, but it was some other like real, you know, good players that were inducted. But no, it was pretty good though. I did watch a little bit of Vanessa Bryant's speech. I didn't watch the whole thing. But she hit on some key points, and you know, watching his daughter put on his Hall of Fame jacket, that was pretty decent too. With that. So yeah, shout out to Kobe.
Messing up his shoes
though. Well, I mean, I don't know if Kobe was alive, I think he would have, you know, would have been the major headline of all of them anyway. You don't think so? Nobody?
Say it one more time. I'm sorry.
You said if he was alive? Yeah, I mean, yeah. He definitely would have been. I mean, he top tier. He's what, in my opinion, I'll give him the second greatest basketball player of all time. Save that for another show. But
no, he
would have. I mean, I think if you look at his career versus what, Kevin Garnett was the other one?
Yeah,
Tim Duncan.
Yeah,
I mean, him and Tim Duncan pretty much got similar careers. Some may even say Tim Duncan was a little bit more of a presence. But yeah. I mean,
because he was carrying that team for
Kobe
a minute.
Had the fan, like, you know, he was the
he
was slated to be the next Jordan. So that kind of, in my opinion, I feel like would kind of put him above.
Yeah, no, it was a hell of a like I like Tim Duncan. You know, Tim Duncan was, you know, he was the shit. You know, when he was with San Antonio for a minute, and you know, Kevin Garnett, he definitely, you know, they earned their Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
in my opinion, this was a good class. Like,
no,
they,
so that's my next question though. I mean, is this the best class ever?
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, who's what's a better class?
When Magic went in,
Who did Magic go in with?
It was him. I want to say it wasn't Larry Bird. They weren't on the same train. Somebody from the Celtics went in, so it may have been Larry Bird. But that was like, you know, they had battles. Like, I was watching a video this morning from the Olympics, the Dream Team Olympics, and they was going back and forth when Michael finally surpassed Magic and took over. And they had, like, that practice that they had, like, that shit turned into a real game, and like they had to slow it down because the tempo just got too high. Like, Magic was going at the Jordan was going at him.
So you saying that it was the best class because Magic was in it? Because like I'm talking about, you got Kobe Bryant, probably the second best player of all time, right? You got Tim Duncan, probably the best power forward of all time. Kevin Garnett probably is top four, maybe best power forward.
Top five.
Yeah, I give him top five.
Who are you putting in front of?
Power forward.
Are you putting Larry Bird as four?
He four, right?
No, he ran a three.
He could play a three or four. I mean, that's even one.
Yeah, he was one of those. Yeah, like hybrid. Like I was about to say, didn't he ran a three, right? I want to say he ran a three because he was more scoring too.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, he pretty much played the four mostly though, but. Mm.
But you know, that was a different era of basketball too. Like, big men wasn't really, you know, scoring like that. Like, I mean, like, you know, behind, they was down in the post shit like that. Yeah. Well, now you got a motherfucker that's 7 feet shooting threes and shit.
Right.
Dangerous.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm going to say this is the best class of all time.
Hmm. Who did Jordan go in with?
I don't even know. Let me look that up.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Because, yeah, I would like to know that. Because I know it was, because, you know, oftentimes, you know, they do a lot of, you know, they'll have one main highlight person, and then, you know, people who was good, but it was like that one person, you know, would be the highlight and shit. So, but shout out to them though. Like, definitely Hall of Fame. Shout out to Kobe Bryant.
I just wanted to see Kobe talk shit while he was.
That would have been funny. I think that would have been good. His speech would have been real good. Probably one of the better ones, but that would have definitely been good.
Yeah, man. But
Jordan had Jerry Sloan, John Stockton, David Robinson.
Oh, that's a pretty good class.
Yeah, that was a good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of classes show that really, like, you know, because, I mean, the Utah Jazz and the Bulls in the 90s. Yeah. That series.
I mean, then David Robinson.
David Robinson, the Admiral.
Yo, like, I just seen that shit when he was like, it was like the last game, and he had to get a scoring title. It was battling for the scoring title. He had like 71 points. Wouldn't you be so mad?
Yo, just to get it. Yeah, right. Yo, that. But no, it was good. It's like the NBA is it's good. It's working.
All right, let's keep on with this NBA. Let's talk about the NBA play-in tournament. So this is very new. Well, this is, they did it last year a little bit, but now they kind of really solidified it to an actual thing. And I think it's been pretty entertaining. I mean, I liked it. Do you, everybody like the whole play-in?
I like the idea of it, but I think they could do it better.
Explain.
Like, so basically, I think that, you know, what they say, they take the top eight teams, right?
So yeah, the top eight teams get into the playoffs.
Got you. So I think 1-7 should be solidified. Those teams that are right there at the bottom, like that could be in the eighth spot, they should play together, play against each other to get that last spot.
I don't like it.
So right now, what the play-in tournament looks like now is that 7-10 mm-hmm. gets to play in for the last two spots. So the 9-10 seed, they play each other. Whoever wins that get to play the loser of the 7-8, mm-hmm. right? So ideally, if you are 7-8, all you have to do is win once. You win once, you win, right? You lose twice, you're out. Now in the East, nothing really changed, right? So I think Washington had the eighth seed. Mm-hmm. They ended up winning, so everything pretty much stayed exactly the same. In the West, though, and I feel so bad for Steph, man. Steph Curry, they ended up, you know, battling it out. I think he should be MVP to get the eighth seed. They had a hard fought game against the Lakers to get that seventh spot. They lost with pretty much a buzzer beater, and then they played the second game, and they played a hot ass Grizzlies team that was shooting, and ended up out of the playoffs.
That's why I don't like it. They won more games than the Grizzlies. Like,
yeah, man,
you can in this situation. If they keep this going, you know, let's say they do it next year, I could be the 10th seed and still make the playoffs
and get a lottery pick.
And at the same, because I could rest. I don't have to. I could you know, strategize how many games I need to win or lose towards the end of the season to be in the best position for the playoffs. Cause all I need to do is win two games.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I don't like about it.
And legit, you can win the fucking NBA championship and still get a lottery pick.
Right. Like, yeah. That I think needs to change. Like the whole lottery system. Like yeah, that's a lot.
That's
yeah.
crazy though. That's crazy. But yeah, man, the playoffs are here, man, and you know, I'm excited. My Lakers are still winning. They battered and bruised, but you know, I'm still supporting them. I should have had my damn Lakers hat on today. That's probably why they're losing right now. Is they still losing?
The game over. They lost.
It's over.
Yeah, they lost.
Okay. Yeah. I should have put. See, this it probably me. I jinxed. That's my fault.
Yeah, you ain't put it on the chin. Right. Where your jersey at?
You try. You got joke. You got joke. Every time I wear my jersey, they lose. I got. That's why I just wear my hat. If I wear my hat, they win. If I wear the jersey, I think it's either. I can't do both at the same time. Mm-hmm. I could do jersey no hat or a hat no jersey, and they don't win.
He be running around looking like he on the team and shit. Who got the shorts too? He got the shorts. He got the whole outfit.
He be in the warm up line. Right, you know,
that's how it be. Right, he be in front of the TV. Like, all right.
Go ahead, throw it up real quick.
I would have made that.
Right. Yo, you got the whole outfit in the warm up suit too.
Yeah, man. All right, let's get into. Oh, do we got some Chronicles?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we got some Chronicles of the Overweight Lover.
Let's get into some Chronicles of the Overweight Lover.
Yeah. So it's been a while, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a while, but we are back with the Chronicles of the Overweight Lover, and it kind of flows into our main topic. So I'm not going to give away the main topic too much because you'll hear it in a minute. So, you know, sometimes I have a tendency of shooting my shot in a particular area. So, you know, they have this phrase that's been out there, you don't shit where you eat. Or yes, did I say it right? You know? Yeah, but sometimes I just say, fuck that. I just kick it out the door and just go for it anyway, right? So I was working at this school one time, and, you know, there was this lady that was at the school. She was an intern, but at the same time, she was a little bit older. So I was like, you know, she had a change of career and was deciding to get her shit together. So she was interning at the school. Nice young lady, you know, she was very pretty, in my opinion. So we would go out, you know, we would talk and stuff like that. And I just kind of would flirt with her periodically. Didn't really know that she was married at the time. However, she was separated. All was well and it was cool. She was separated. But, you know, I was kind of flirt with her. So one day I decided to shoot my shot. My other coworker pumped me up and put me into the lane. He said, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. So I said, all right, well, fuck it. He challenged me, right? I mean, we talked about challenges last night. He challenged me. So I said, all right, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So I walked out to her car. I was talking to her. And I said, hey, you know, how about we, you know, we go out for some time. We go get a drink. She was like, well,
hold
you
up,
know.
Hold up. Is that an infamous, like, you know, school happy hour?
Well, it wasn't going to be a school happy hour. It was more of an individual thing. She knew what I was asking. I was asking for an individual kind of, you know, turn up situation. So she said, you know, I'm married. And I said, oh, shit.
Oh.
No, I didn't know you were married. I said, because you don't wear no ring. She's like, well, I'm married, but I am, you know, separated. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, my apology. I apologize to her. You know, she's like, oh, no, I don't want you to feel some kind of way. I'm like, no, it's cool. Like, I didn't know you were married, so it's no problem. Left it at that. So
that's a dilemma right there.
Right. It was kind of sticky, right? Because it was like just one of those situations like, all right, well, I kind of overstepped my shot. No problem. Cool.
I don't know, though, because, like, I don't know what the rules are about somebody that's married but separated. I
was going to say that. Well, yeah. So we'll get to that in a second. So some time go past. You know, I was receiving my master's degree, and she congratulated
me. Yeah, you put that out there.
She congratulated me on social media, and then she took the conversation into the DM. This is maybe about 6-7 months later. So she took the conversation into the DM. Hey, how you been? What's going on with you? Like, oh, congratulations.
So you got your masters,
she yeah. Like, so yeah, she's like, yeah. Hey, like, so if you wanna, like, let me take you out, you know, for getting your master's degree. Hmm? Okay. So I said, all right, cool. Fuck it. I ain't had nothing else going on. Like,
I ain't know this diploma came with that.
Right. I'm cool with it. Ass came with this ass. Right. So she take me out. You know, we hanging out. We had a good time. We buying drinks. You know, we had food. It was cool. So I'm like, all right, bet. So, you know, we had each other's numbers at this point. So we would text and stuff and communicate. So in my mind, she's still married. So, again, no ring, no mention of it. So finally, one day I just asked her, I said, so what's the situation with your husband? Oh, we still separated. We're going to get a divorce.
See, sometimes, like, I don't know. I get to the situation where, like, I don't want to ask. Like, I don't, like.
Well, the reason why I asked.
If you give me to play, I'm gonna go ahead and play.
Well, the reason why I asked was because, you know, I just didn't want no situations happening. You know, because niggas get real protective or overprotective of their women. And, you know, I don't want to be caught in a situation where, you know, some shit could happen. And then come to find out, I actually knew the nigga. I didn't know him. I didn't realize I knew him until later on down the road. Get to that in a second.
Small world.
Right. So we start hanging out. We going on dates and shit. Like, everything's going good. Like, we chilling. We talking. And then, so we had that conversation. Like, hey, what's going to happen next? Like, you know, the sex talk comes up, right? So I'm like, oh, shit. Like, all right. I guess, you know, it's my opportunity. I can do my thing. Cool. She called me one night, like 11. I got up, got dressed, went over to her house. House is clearly across town. Went over there, no shit happened, did our thing, and left. All right, cool.
That was anticlimactic. I went in a little deep. Came in there with the robe on.
Oh, yeah, she did meet me at the door in the robe. So when she came to the door,
she had the clutch.
Yeah, she held it together.
Like, she didn't know you was coming.
Right.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
So she came to the door with the robe on, and she held it together, and then underneath the robe was like these little ass booty shorts. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna hit it. Like, I already knew. Whenever, fellas, if you listening, whenever she come to the door with the little ass robe on, you going to get some cheeks. You should, like, you're 95% sure you're going to get some cheeks.
Unless you fuck it up.
Right, just don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. So, we go out for a while. We hanging out. We having a good time. We go on dates and shit. Like, we fucking. Like, everything's cool, right? So, then she got kind of super possessive. She, like, you know, the house was a little dirty, too. Sometimes I went over there. But I was like, fuck it. I bypassed it. I was like, you know, it's cool. We're going, you know, I'm just coming over here for one thing anyway. But then what really fucked me up, right? So you know how you go in the chick bathroom? Like, the bathroom is supposed to be, like, the cleanest place in the whole. In my opinion, the bathroom should be the cleanest place.
Right.
Between your bathroom and your kitchen should be the two cleanest places in your house. So I go in her master bathroom, and I lift up the toilet, and it's like shit in the toilet.
Like shit.
Like, yeah. Like shit in the toilet.
Like shit, though? Like,
or like, just, yeah, like, or, like, or she items. Like, she dropped a couple logs in that motherfucker, oh, got shit. Up and, like, walked away.
That's because you had knocked on the door. She wasn't done.
So I was just
was that the same night?
No, this was like a couple nights later. So she claimed the plumbing was messed up in the bathroom.
Why would he let you go in the bathroom? Right. Why would he let you go to the bathroom?
I don't know. So at this point, like, I'm...
She forgot? She kind of forget about
right,
that.
So I'm, like, thoroughly disgusted. I wash my hands. I leave, right?
I don't even like to... I don't even like to think that girl shit. Like, I don't even like...
Hey. I'm the same fucking
right.
way.
Yo, I feel like some moments you should keep intimate to yourself. But, like, you know, the real is that we all do it.
No,
but...
I legit pretend like girls don't shit.
Wow. So, yo, we get to this point, right, where now she start getting possessive. Like, she like, oh, you're mine. I'm like, yo, I can't fuck with you. You still married. Like, this will never go anywhere until you get divorced.
You know,
so,
what, that, you know what they call that?
What's that?
A sweet deal. I get all that pussy, and I'm like, look, you married.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yo, you still married. Like, this ain't going to happen. So what the fuck you mean? Why can't it be blah, blah, blah? So I'm like, because you still married. Like, why? How do you enter into something else, and you haven't finished what you already had started?
Bars.
Like, it just don't make sense. So then, this is when she hit me with this crazy-ass news, right? And, brother man, you know this already.
Oh, hold up. Is this... I didn't know it was that story. Hold yeah. On, if I think it is.
Yeah. All right, go so ahead, this go ahead. Is when... So, I'm about to graduate. So, I had already had my master's degree. But, you know, certain schools, they have graduations later on, mm-hmm. right? So, that week of, she hit me like, oh, I don't feel good. I'm going to go to the doctors, blah, blah, blah. So, why this chick tried to fake a pregnancy...
Oh, wow.
...to keep me around. But not hold fast. That's not... the main part of the story.
Oh shit!
It wasn't one. It wasn't two. It was supposed to be triplets that she was carrying and tried to put on me.
Yo, hold up! All right, hold so on. Now that I'm thinking, I'm reflecting back on it. Right, mm-hmm. like how far along do you gotta be to the know that you got triplets?
It's like 5 and like 6 weeks to be able to.
I
don't know. Shit, I,
the, right, I ain't never had no kids, yeah, so I don't
she
know.
She just had three. She just took three pregnancies tests and y'all came by.
So in my mind, lines. Oh, it's so in my mind, it's kind of believable, right? Because I was like, damn, that one night I did shoot the club up, and I was like, shit. So I'm thinking, I'm trying to calculate the time because I'm like, how would she
and
know?
I hit it three times that day.
But in my mind, I'm like, well, shit, wait a minute. I did shoot the club up. Like, so I got to take that. Oh, I did do that. But I'm like, yo, that was a Hennessy night. I shot the club up. But I'm like, my shit ain't that good. Like, I give you one, but three? Like, the shit ain't. Like,
I
was
thinking it worked like that.
Yeah, I was like, and then so I'm looking down my family history. I'm like, well, we don't have a lot of twins and shit in my family, but then kind of find out she does. She is a twin, and her mother is a triplet, and her father was a twin. So I'm like, fuck, that shit all in her DNA. And her, I'm like, all right, so it's believable, right? So as I'm going through the situation, you know, she texts me. I'm at work, so I get the text message. So I'm all fucked up now because I'm like, wait. This could possibly be. I literally was gathering my shit. Like, I could not compose myself. Could not get together. So, I'm reading the text messages. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, I can rock with it. But in my mind, like, I'm just totally disturbed at this point. Like, it's all fucked up. So, I called brother, man. I'm like, yo, this is the situation. So, he like, I don't really know. And this is why you got to have friends that like to, not, I would say play devil's advocate, but to have your best interests at heart. Because as I'm talking to this man, he's like, yo, well, if she went to the doctor, she should have some paperwork. Right? Paperwork. So I'm like, you know what? You are fucking right. She should have some paperwork. So I didn't say anything because in my mind, I'm like, it's just something's not right about the situation. And then she hit me up asking for money.
The abortion money.
Right.
I mean, so if it's three, you got to pay extra?
That's what I'm right. So that's what I didn't know. Right. So... So I'm just like,
three but one special.
Right. Like, how does this work, right? So she hit me up for like $700, right?
We'll get canceled.
Right, yeah, it's going to be so bad.
No, shit, they got places banning this shit. We can talk about it.
So she hit me up for $700. So I'm like, something just not right
yo,
about
how much
this situation.
Ain't no, yo, ain't no, what you call no $700, though?
Yeah, it is expensive.
How far along you are,
$700?
Yeah, it depends. It really depends on how far along you are. Yeah. Because I think it's like a DNR or some shit they call it, but yeah, it does.
$700.
Yeah, how far long you?
I paid $500 for one back in the day.
Oh Lord, oh Jesus,
yeah,
Lord,
damn.
Yeah, so it depends on how far along you are,
I mean,
right?
I didn't pay for it, but
yo,
I took some like
hey, you guys are wrapping it up. Right? That's a whole
right, man. So long story short, come to find out, she was lying. There was no paperwork, no doctor's information at all. You know, I had to do some investigating, get on my shit. You know, I'm a journalist by nature, so I'm naturally nosy. So I had to investigate. Kind of find out she never, because I can't tell you what I did, because there's still some legal implications there. But come to find out.
He broke in her trash.
Went through her trash and shit. Like, come to find out she lied to me. And then when I cornered her in her lie, then she got defensive and started crying.
What the fuck did you do to her?
No. I went there to her house one day. I knocked on the door. She answered the door. I said, well, where's the paperwork at? She couldn't produce any. So I said, so are you really pregnant? And then she just stands there and starts crying. I'm sorry. I didn't know what to do. I felt like I was losing you. So... time out.
They'll put triplets on you.
Right. So triplets first. So I said, well, you could have got away with that a little bit longer, but then you asked me for money. That's what really fucked me up and got you caught up, when you asked for money, because you just came, you just brought a new element in for no reason. Like,
expensive one.
Yeah. At that, you could have, she could have ran with the triplets for a while longer, but when she brought in the money, that's what was the cause for concern. And then brother man put some knowledge into me. It was like, yo, she gotta have paperwork. If she went to the doctor, she gotta have paperwork. I was like, you know what, you are fucking right, because I had my doubts. So you always gotta have a good friend that's gonna tell you, yo, if that's the case,
I ain't want you to have triplets, bro. Whatever it took.
You gotta have a good friend. So long story short, and how this all ties into the main topic, we'll get to that in a second, but please, off the Henny, if you listen to me, if you guys drink Hennessy, Martell, any of that type shit, please, Casamigos as well, please make sure that you have condoms on deck. Strap up. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. However, the moral of the story, strap up. Because they be trying to put triplets on niggas.
Safe sex is great sex.
All right, man. We're going right back at you. We're going right back at you.
Oh, yeah. So since we kind of jumped into the main topic a little bit.
No, I'm ask the drunk guy.
Oh shit, my bad.
Let's get into ask the drunk guy real fast.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Pause.
It's a pretty lengthy one, but it's pretty interesting.
Yes, it was pretty good. All right, so ask the drunk guy. So anybody can answer this. So it says, my girlfriend lied to me about her age and is actually 18. I'm shocked. Jeez. And do not know if I can proceed with this relationship. So here's the story. Long story short, I was using Hinge and sent her a comment since I saw from her profile that we had a lot in common. It said she was 21, goes to a nearby college, etc. She even confirmed with me that telling me a birthday would say that she's 21. We matched last year in the fall of 2020 and have been dating since November to now. Well, it wasn't our most recent date where this time I asked her if she wanted to get drinks. She tells me she can't. We never really dined out often, but I asked her what she meant.
Straight getting nailed. That's all she was doing.
Right.
Straight getting nailed.
Obviously,
and he wanted to go, I want dates. Again, that was a sweet deal. You fucked it up. My bad.
Obviously, drinking age is 21 and up, and she said she wanted to tell me for a while, but she was using dating apps while in high school. So at 15, she put her age at 18 and never deleted it. She says she forgot about it, and I know people use dating apps when they're a year or two younger, but for months she kept it a secret. She was my first girlfriend and meant a lot to me and gave me space. Wait, because she says she knows it's a lot to take in. Thing is, I don't think I can move past this, and I feel weird dating someone way younger than me. Please help.
How old are you?
He's 24, right?
25.
25.
Is she 18?
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
That's a little R. Kelly.
Whoa, so let me ask y'all this, though. You know, is it state out of mind out of sight?
Not nowadays.
Wait, the state of Maryland says 4 years.
So how does that work, though?
Well, like, it's a law?
Well, technically, she's grown because she's 18.
Well, she's 18, right?
Yeah, so she's grown. So that no longer applies.
Well, how long they been dating?
So that's 7?
Well, they said they've been dating since the fall of 2020.
So just not even a year yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck her. Wait, he's 25 and that's his first girlfriend?
That's what he said. I mean, he probably was slaying dick in college.
Hinge, right, we got so much in common. We got so much in common. Hey, bro. Yo, you fucked up a sweet day. Like I said, all she wanted to do was fuck, and that's it. She didn't want to go out. She didn't want to go out for no drinks. She just wanted to fuck. All you had to do was just keep that moving. But you want to have a fucking girlfriend. Stupid.
Yeah. He was excited.
But he got to say he got first piece of pussy.
She probably looked good, too.
That's probably what happened.
It won a catfish.
Right. And so what he should have did was, he should have just bought the fucking drinks.
Oh, you say he's mad because he can't go out and drink.
Right. Like, or...
That's the minimum in Virginia.
No, right. she didn't want to get caught, though. She didn't want to get caught. That's why
I'm talking about buy the drinks and go back to the crib.
She didn't have to order. She could have...
Oh, then that's jail time, then.
Yeah. I mean,
look, he already fucked up. Like, he already nervous because, I mean, he don't know when she turned probably 18. Right. But she went really far because she had a whole birthday that she was 21. She really wasn't. She faked the whole joint.
So she's a liar at that point.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. That's the second thing.
Why he upset, because she actually lied to him. So he in his feelings a little bit.
I mean, the age thing is, I hate to say age ain't nothing but a number, but I mean, 18, you grown, and he's not that old.
But 24. But he's getting out of college, and she's literally just graduated from high school.
And think about 18 years old in college. How many chicks was doing wild ass shit at 18?
See, you worried about that. I wouldn't have been worried about that. I'm just saying that she's just super young.
Well, yeah. I mean, even now, like, ain't shit I could do with an 18-year-old. Ain't a motherfucker.
I'm trying to think of what it was when I was, like, a senior, and, you know, them... Fresh meat on campus.
Oh no! I never liked younger women.
3 years though, 3-4 years. That's not as bad.
Yeah, that's not as bad. But like for me, I never liked younger women. I always dated older women.
Clearly,
bro. who was younger?
Hey, I mean, nobody. We're talking this offline. but look, bro, we got one on you, bro. We got one.
Ooh, that was like super younger than me.
Hell yeah!
I think.
Ooh.
Hell yeah!
Oh
yeah!
That's a 4 year difference. It's a 4 year difference,
nigga. All right, we gonna keep it moving.
Mine has always been couldn't be younger than my sister. My sister 5 years younger than me.
Right, that's my rule too. And they the same, but they the same age.
True that.
Well, actually, no, she's older. So yeah, we 5 years apart. Right.
So should he break up with her? Should he
just let her go to the streets, bro?
Let her go to the streets.
Just let her go, bro.
Technically, he could fuck her and then not fuck with her again.
Right? Yeah.
I wouldn't wife her. I mean, I wouldn't try to be in a relationship with her. Clearly, if she don't lie about that, she'll lie about anything.
Yeah. What else she lying about?
That's dumb shit.
So you might on dating apps in fucking high school.
Yeah, you might as well go ahead and get your.
Oh yeah, she definitely for the streets.
Right. She on dating apps in high school?
He's not her first.
So you think they fucking? You think they fucking?
He better have.
So. I hope so. All them dates. I mean.
Right.
They got so much in common.
Right. And she 18. She trained to go.
I mean, because that was his first girlfriend. So he could still be a virgin.
Sheesh.
Damn. Niggas do that?
Carlson.
Yeah, that's a lot. Just let it go, bro.
Don't be like that.
Let it be for the
sake. Go back to Hinge.
Let it go.
Change dating apps.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go. All right, let's get our main topic real quick, man. All right, let's talk about these workplace romances.
They're amazing.
We have some great guests in the room to talk about these workplace romances and all those different things. Because, you know, I'm curious on what you guys think. Me in particular, I have never had a workplace romance. I don't think so. I'm going to think on it. But first question, is it okay to have a workplace romance? You hinted on it earlier. You said don't shit where you eat, right?
I mean, so here's my thing, right?
Oh, go ahead.
we typically spend a lot of time at our jobs.
We do.
Right? Oftentimes, we are within our peer group in our jobs, too.
True that.
So... you tend to spend time with people that you may, you know, you may not necessarily be interested in at that time, but as you get to know them, you develop a rapport with people. You know, you may find some interest there. So I think you can do it, but you can never date down.
Like and levels.
Yeah, like levels that. To this. Like, you gotta date someone, who has something more to lose than you do.
Oh shit, so you playing chess. Nah, that's they playing checkers.
Yeah, think about it.
Equal or more, yeah.
Yeah, equal or more. You can't date down, and it's no disrespect, but you can't date the janitor and you like the fucking principal. Because they can be dismissed and go to another school, but you can't transfer as easy as being the principal. you're their direct supervisor in a sense. So you're in charge of everything that happens in the fucking building is your responsibility.
So you saying that you can't date somebody that you supervise?
No, you shouldn't.
You can date somebody. What if they were just in a different department? Like, say you wasn't like a supervisor. Then mm-hmm. you were just in.
Oh,
you
like was if in, I was social you studies, was in they were
sales.
In English.
You was in sales, and mm-hmm. they was in like analytics. I don't know some shit.
Yeah, that would be fine.
But they was entry level, and you was like top sales.
It depends. You would have to be confident in your shit and understand it. But for me, I wouldn't. Because that entry level person ain't got nothing to lose.
So why are we saying lose? Like what's explain up. This? Explain the lose. Like what are we saying?
So for example, like nervous about? Like me fucking with a first year teacher, right? I'm invested in my career already.
Right.
They can decide today, tomorrow. Well, I don't really want to teach. I don't like the shit. And
right. But how did that affect your relationship?
Because what'll happen is like, what could happen is they could do some shit that would fuck up. My career advancement, they could do some shit that would make me have to like discipline them.
You're talking about like spiteful shit?
No, just in the actual job itself. Because you know, first year teacher for being a first year teacher to a year five and year 10 is totally different,
right?
You know what I mean? So like as a first year, they could do some shit that is fucked up, and they'd be like, you could pass it all day first year. They still learning, blah blah blah. Because the shit that you learn in school. And applying it in person is two totally different things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to date someone who is on your level, or at least.
I'm still I'm trying to understand this.
So let me try to think of that.
Let me just ask this question first. So I mean, if they fucked up, mm-hmm. what did that guy do with you?
Because you know how it is in the politics of it, the image they represent you just like you represent them.
So you saying that you could get fired because she fucked up?
Not necessarily get fired, but like, more so could be looked at as being kind of responsible or...
Responsible? Why would it be responsible?
And that's, if he's saying, like, for example, if he's a tenured teacher, so what they go a young teacher, and their relationship is known,
they'd be like, grown that man.
Her interactions could mess up his career advances in certain right. situations.
They'd be like, grown man, stop fucking her so she can get her work done. Like,
what? Let's say he want to get a promotion, right? And the people who are responsible for the promotion or the hiring of that promotion remembered her acting up at some damn party. You know right. what I mean? Like that's
acting
a bad
up, like,
image.
With him or acting
just,
up?
I mean, in general, like just in general, that's his. At that point, once they become in a relationship, that's his woman. Like she is an attachment of him in some way, mm-hmm. shape, or form in a work perspective. So he tried to get a promotion, and they're thinking, is this person the right fit? Oh, well, he messed with so-and-so, and so-and-so did X, Y, and Z, whether she, you know, knew that was going to impact him negatively or not.
Right.
I'll say in my line of work, shit like that happen all the time.
See, I never thought of it that way. That's one thing that I would never think of is, like, I always would think it would be something that, like, let's say, you know, y'all broke up, and now it got ugly, and now she doing spiteful shit, or it just getting, you know, just getting toxic in the workplace. Mm-hmm. But not of... just because I'm dating this person, it's a reflection on me. I be pit, yo.
It is.
I'm like, motherfucker, well, I don't even like her like that.
But I mean, just think about it. Even just in regular sense, like if you're dating a person and it's publicly known, like they are a representation of you. Like, you know what I mean? If they on Instagram shaking their ass, they're like, ain't that real girl? Ain't, you know what I mean? Ain't that so-and-so girl? Like, oh, that, cause we've said it. Oh, damn, I thought she was with so-and-so. Like, yeah, but she out here with her ass out.
But I didn't judge him because of it, though. I'm not going to be like, but oh, attached, I'm not going to hire him.
Yeah, but you attach that person to that other person. Yeah, ain't that so-and-so girl?
But indirectly, though. Like, I'm not, like, if you was dating somebody that was acting real ratchet on social media, mm-hmm. I'm not going to think less of you because of that. I'm just going to think less of her.
But you also going to look at me like, yo, nigga, get your girl. Yo, what the fuck she doing?
Correct.
Or, yo, what
so
the
you
fuck?
Saying, like in a workplace, if she was fucking up, they're going to be like, yo, yeah. Tell her to get her shit together.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you tell her to get her shit together, but she's still going to get her shit together. That's on her.
But that's still a representation of you.
It shouldn't be like that.
Because you couldn't correct her?
It shouldn't be, but it is.
See, I don't live life like that.
But because I don't either.
People. I don't see people like that.
But other people who do. And sometimes they're decision making.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I mean, just think about it like this, right? So you got someone who, you know, coming in, you met this person, y'all vibing, everything like that, but they do make a critical mistake on the job. And so often it may not never be said like publicly that, oh, this is the reason why you didn't get promoted was because of this person. Mm-hmm. But behind closed doors, like when you sit at certain tables, like you get information like that. Like people have that I've seen have gotten or haven't gotten jobs because of fuck ups.
I never thought about that.
I feel bad. I've done that before.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yo, this is real life.
I've selected not to hire someone based off of who they were affiliated with that used to work at my place.
Damn.
Because I'm like, well, they probably gonna do the same shit they did.
So. Right. Think about it. Because birds of a flock together. Yeah. So think about it. That's like if I put out there, oh yeah, this is my man. Like, yo, go ahead and hire him. You come in and fuck up. They gonna look at me like, well, what the fuck, yo?
I would think that you just wouldn't take a recommendation.
I got a whole situation like that.
I would just think that you just like, I'm not gonna take any of your recommendations anymore.
No, they hold that shit against me.
Yeah, but yeah. That's a thing on your file, like,
right? They be like, oh, well, this
what
nigga,
type of decision making do you do?
Right, exactly. So like, if you vouching for this fucked up ass nigga, well, what the fuck are you doing?
Let's flip the script though. Like, what if she like a rising star?
Some niggas can't handle that success.
I'm saying, but is that a good thing though? Like to have that?
Yeah, let her win.
I'm saying, but it's because okay.
If she's winning, I'm winning.
Okay.
I think in certain situations, so like, I'll say, like, I use me and my wife for an example. We've both started at, let's say, entry level positions, then I started promoting.
Hold up. So just put it out there. So you had a workplace relationship. Your relationship is from workplace.
Now
So you supporting the workplace relationship.
I'm for it if you play.
Even
right?
though you firing niggas or not hiring niggas.
So I'm about to explain the situation. Right, go. So in my mindset now, this is what 10 years ago. But you know, we entry level people. I, you know, being the overachiever that I am, wanted to get promoted, wanted to make more money. So as I started to promote, they started looking at her like, when she would mess up, oh, you need to do what Aunt do, or you know, you need to do how he do it, mm-hmm. things of that sort. So,
we ain't talking about work at home.
So she ended up leaving or whatever, and so like now that I look at it, I look back on it, like it was situations to where, you know, they were putting pressure on her to perform the way I did, mm-hmm. and looking for her to come through. But like once I started getting promoted, I had to do all these relationship trackers, like how many people have you been with. I mean, it's a call center, so like, you know, it's known, like that's the norm for
people call center, fucking they be fucking off.
But yeah, we're not allowed to date, or we're not allowed to be in relationships with people who are in a lower level than that. So you could date, like you could be a managers could mess with managers, you know, frontline leaders could mess with frontline leaders.
That's some weird shit too though.
Like reps can mess with reps, but if you are like I guess hopping a level or, you know, separating a level, you have to report that shit to the HR, and then you can't be in the same like section of the building, like you can't report to each other. That's a whole lot of shit.
That's some funny
but
shit.
People still do it. You just keep that shit on a hush. But like when you skip levels, like to his point, as far as people have something to lose, like I've seen like managers lose their job fucking with bitches, pillow talking, and then the bitch get mad and then go run to HR and say, well, I'm fucking so and so, and they got all the evidence, the pictures, the text messages, that shit to HR, and then now you don't lost your job, mm-hmm. because you violated that particular
protocol. Now that's the part I understand, right? That's the part that I get nervous about with like somebody in the workplace, is like if things don't work out, and how would that affect you?
So you gotta, again, you gotta date someone on the level, but at the same time, you gotta be real. And I think that sometimes people go out, the problem is when motherfuckers go out and with the intention of dogging somebody out, mm-hmm. and or not real with their feelings or what they actually want out the situation.
I like that.
That's where the issues come in at. Because if you really think about it, if it's been an amicable split, for the most part, you ain't had no problems with any woman. If you honestly just think about it, when it's just okay,
you fucking Roy after you,
yeah, or like, you know, the situation was, yo, you know, if this situation has run its course and it's Roy over, right, we can still be cool,
talking shit.
You know, life happens, right? We good. But then when you get to that situation where somebody got fucked over, that or they feel like they got fucked over, that's when all the crazy shit start happening.
Yeah, because you fucking with Susie and Sam, and they on the same team.
And they on the same fucking team. Mm-hmm. Or you fucking with the whole they homegirls, and you know they homegirls, and you didn't fuck shorty, then you done went to the next one.
You like, missed the community then.
Yeah, so shit like that. So then now they people become spiteful because they in their feelings.
But see, there's bitches out there now, though, they do that shit knowing that what they doing is fucked up, but they want to get in so they can have something on you.
Right. And I mean, because you got people who not right within themselves who project that shit onto other people where they try to take advantage of certain shit. So it's a lot that goes into it. But I mean, if it doesn't work out, like, all you know, I would say, you know, be a gentleman about it. Hey, look, this is not working out for me, blah, blah, blah. And let it and be honest with the people. And then oftentimes they can become the homie for real.
True that. True that. I like what you said. I think what I'm hearing is that if you do date somebody in the workplace, you got to come in there with pure intentions.
Yes. Right. It has to be. Because you're going to see the motherfucker, whether it works out or not, you're going to see them like every fucking day.
So no one-night stand at the workplace.
Unless it's mutually agreed upon.
See, the problem with doing this shit at work, though, is like you get to know that motherfucker. Like,
right.
You 40 hours a week. What's that? 160 mm-hmm. hours a month. You talking to this person day in and day out. Y'all going to lunch,
right?
And you know, talking on breaks and shit.
Damn, yo, that's expensive.
Yeah, it's a lot, yo.
Yo, you imagine your girl work with you. Y'all gotta have lunch every day to go.
Every day.
Well, I was dating someone at the school, and
she would bring you lunch.
No, we couldn't do that. We kept it completely private.
Well, like, let's talk about that, too, then. Because like, that's the next question is, you know, if you do have a workplace relationship, do you keep it private or do you keep it public?
We kept it private for two reasons. Mostly because I was in leadership and she was a teacher.
Mm.
So that kind of, that dynamic there was like.
Breaking the rules.
she didn't report to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She didn't report to me at all. Like, I was a dean, she was the teacher. So I didn't have anything to do.
How grown man try to legitimize all of his fucking fans, whatever he be doing. Yo, he be coming up like, well, you know, she only come to work on Tuesdays. Like, I be like, what? No, it's still the same thing. No.
Like, she, like, you know, she didn't report to me. I had nothing to do with instruction
she's
at that time.
She's 306, I'm in 307, right. So we good. Like, we don't see each other all the
right.
time.
Like, she was downstairs. She was downstairs in the middle school, and I primarily worked in the high school.
Oh, so we did. Like, right. Not all the time, primarily.
So, like, and if anything ever happened in her room, I never went. Well, I wasn't the first to be there. So, and she never abused it either. Like, you know, if a kid was being disruptive, she never texted me like, hey, I need you to come get so-and-so. Like, none of that. She never abused it. We had that understanding because we had that conversation before anything happened. Even before anything got physical, it was, yo, we need to have this understanding.
You made her sign a contract.
Like, we had an NDA and shit. So, I mean, it worked for why it was working, you know. But at that particular point, it just had to be private.
So, when do you make it public?
When that shit, like, official.
Like when y'all about to get married?
No, I wouldn't say married. Like, when you committing.
Together, yeah.
That commitment. Because, like, so, for example, I say, like, my shit was private for, like, probably, like, the first, like, 8-9 months. And then, like, I did some stupid shit and, like, bought her some shit for Valentine's Day and brought that shit to the, had this shit, like, sent to the job. And it was like, oh, he did that. Who brought that? And my name was on the shit. So at that point, it was like, yeah, we go together. We're in a committed relationship because we've grown at this point.
You're like, Is it that one? Listen, really?
But nah, look at that, but then on top of that, depending on the situation, because, like, so for, if you don't make that shit public, and it's other, like, people in a, you know, in the environment, like, getting at you, then you kind of find yourself in, like, a tough situation. Because she could see what you doing, and you, like, trying to keep y'all shit together, but at the same time, like, nah, I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like trying to keep
like,
them away.
Are you really curving all the chicks that you say you curving? You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I get that. So, like, that's part of it, too, because that can, like, push people away. And, like, you know, you want to say, hey, look, this is my territory already. Like, nobody else niggas, but yeah, no, you gotta definitely, I mean, it really depends on the situation, but like, if it was something like now, it would have to be private, I think, but honestly, I ain't really looking like that, you know what I mean, like, I feel like I need to be within those four walls of what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I just don't like seeing somebody too much. Like, when I'm in a relationship, I don't like to see them a lot. So, I couldn't imagine working.
But the dynamic is different, though, at work. Because remember, you still got to keep that professional hat on at work. So, it ain't going to be like, oh, hey, baby. You still got to call them professional name. You know what I mean? Like, you still got to hold that same level of professionalism. Now, if we got a ride together and shit like that, nah, I ain't with all of that. I would still try to do separate cars, you know, just to keep the illusion.
Still call me Mr. Mans.
Right, yeah, like, you see right here? Like, yo. Like, now in private, that's something different. But while we in these four walls, for this time frame, it still got to be this way.
True that.
And then you got to have that understanding and reaffirm that understanding. Like, it can't just be one conversation and then it's over. No, we got to do weekly check-ins or monthly check-ins. Like, look.
Yo, when you grab my dick in that meeting.
Right. Like, you can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that. Like, you got to wait till after hours. Shit, wait till we get to the house. Like,
stop sending me your bathroom titty pics while I'm at work. Like, that's not going to work. I know you right there.
Right. Because now you're going to make me come to the classroom. Like, you got to chill.
Could you work for your significant other or have them work for you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Like, be their boss, but still keep it, like, could you keep it professional at work and then make sure that shit don't bring back to the house?
It's going to spill back in the house.
Oh, she gonna fuck up.
You got to write her up.
Like, yeah, like, I feel like
that little shit. Right. On some petty stuff, though. Right. On some petty stuff.
Like, your class, you was late. You was
she
late.
She didn't stuff. Eat no pussy last night. I'm gonna write your ass up tomorrow.
Hey. I feel like, I don't know. That's a tough question, though. Could I work for could my boss be my woman?
Hey, yo, so back in the day, right, the girl I fucked with when we was in college, we used to work together at Burger King, right?
Yes.
And I used to make the schedule. So when she would piss me off, I wouldn't put her on that shit. I wouldn't put her on that shit, yo.
I thought you were going to say, like, I made work every Friday.
Ah, yeah, they had no hours. Yo, fuck that. You ain't getting no money.
Yo, that's so petty. You're like, you know what? Fuck that. You working every weekend, so I know your ass ain't in the club. Exactly. You too tired to go to the club.
That's what I probably should have did.
Right, because you had fucking weekends.
Play on doubles on
the fucking doubles on Fridays and Saturdays. You working 24 hours the whole weekend. Just because. Yo, that's petty as shit. That's funny as shit, though. Hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it.
Can we ever talk about that story publicly?
What?
This the wild shit that happened? Like, because I think the listeners, like, we go back a long time.
15 was
like, shit, more than that.
16, 17
years. Yeah, 16, 17 years. Like, we go back. All right, like,
shit, don't talk about that story.
Like, literally, like, yo. Like, me and this nigga go back to literally my first day of college. Like, I literally pull up, drop my shit off in the dorm. The dorm he was in, he was the RA and was having a party. So, you know, I had to go get fresh, put on my new shit, go over to the party. And so literally as I walk in, he like, oh, hey, what's up, man? Like, you know, I'm at, you know, it was nice to meet you, man. I was like, oh, hey, what's up, man? He's like, you know, I'm the RA in this building. And then ever since then, like, we just been rocking ever since that day.
Facts.
So, like, yo, I didn't see this nigga in some funny ass situations. All I'm gonna say is, yo.
Yeah, you gotta write a book though.
Yeah,
real stuff. Like, you got a story, bro. Like, both of y'all should do a collab on book. And then,
like, all I'm gonna talk about is the 70 mile an hour car chase around Annapolis and Cumberland Hall.
I don't even know.
Oh shit! Hey, yo, that was funny.
Like,
yo,
every time I hear Beyonce "Irreplaceable," yo, I just laugh to myself. And, like, one time, like, yo, so literally.
Yo, that shit's funny.
Like, on Friday, I was on the college tour with my kids. So, we driving in the van. And that fucking song come on the radio. I just bust out laughing. Ayo, so, everybody looking at me like, what the fuck you laughing for? I said, if you knew the story behind this song, you would be laughing too right
they
now.
They got chased.
Yo, they in a whole car chase. 70 miles an hour around Annapolis and Cumberland Hall. Like, they literally was doing circles. Doing donuts around the building and shit. Chasing each other. That's love. I don't want it.
that was toxic as shit, yo.
Yo, that was love. I do not want it.
I think on that note, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here. Yo, cause that story right there, whoo, chow.
It's getting sticky.
Yeah, the ghetto.
All right, y'all. It was another episode, man. Live from the Drunk Den. Grown Man, you want to talk about social media?
Absolutely. Check us out on social media. We are on Instagram at drunk_words_sober_thoughts_. Check us out. Let us know what you think of every episode. We have previous episodes. Click on the link in the bio and you can see all of our episodes. Season 4. We about 15, 20 episodes in for season 4 now at this point. So check us out. Let us know what you think.
We got to be coming up on like 100 episodes, man.
Yeah, we almost had 100 episodes. I got to check the official count. But yeah, we getting close to 100 episodes. So we appreciate everybody for listening. You know, we over 8,000 streams. So we appreciate you guys. Keep listening. Keep sharing. You know, letting people know we all over the world. So we doing numbers. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Kevin, we appreciate you being here.
Hey, man. Thanks for
all the way from VA.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fan of the show.
Okay.
More about Nathan. Average Jimmy. Enjoy your time with Joe Button. Right.
Enjoy your vacation, niggas.
We will see you guys in 2 weeks when y'all get fired from him, his ass again. All
right. Right.
Other than that, everybody say peace.
Peace.